In our worldview today, a growing list of countries are now rushing to limit travel from southern Africa after authorities there identified a new strain of the coronavirus. The UK, Israel, Singapore, and EU countries are among those nations halting travel from South Africa, neighboring countries, including Zimbabwe as well. The strain was first identified in Botswana this month. Since then, a few dozen cases have been reported in South Africa, Hong Kong, Israel, and now Belgium. The restrictions have prompted the World Health Organization to warn countries not to overreact until further assessment of the new strain. Meanwhile, in China, a small number of outbreaks have led Shanghai to limit tourism in the city. The city banned travel agencies from organizing tours to the financial hub after six new cases were reported in Shanghai, Suzhou, and Hangzhou. The city's also cordoned off some residential buildings deemed at higher risk of infections. The move comes just days after China contained one of its biggest outbreaks caused by the Delta variant. Over in Siberia, Russian officials have opened a criminal investigation into a methane gas explosion that killed more than 50 people at a coal mine. The disaster unfolded in the Kemerovo region of southwestern Siberia Thursday. Early reports suggest that gas began to fill a ventilation shaft, suffocating workers underground. Officials say nearly 300 employees were inside the mine at the time. Three people, including the mine's director, have been arrested, along with two state inspectors. This marks the deadliest mining explosion in Russia since 2010. And over in Belarus, President Alexander Lukashenko is defying threats of EU sanctions, encouraging migrants to stay at its border with Poland. Visiting a logistics center on Friday, Lukashenko vowed to help migrants in any way they can to help them make their way to EU countries, saying, if you manage to get across, you should go. Over in Poland, border guards accused 200 migrants of trying to forcefully enter the country on Friday. Lukashenko's visit follows weeks of tensions between Belarus and EU leaders. The EU has accused Lukashenko of manufacturing a border crisis and flying migrants in from the Middle East to destabilize the region. In retaliation for existing sanctions, Poland has called for increased presence of NATO forces, while Germany's new foreign minister accused Lukashenko of blackmail over the crisis.